Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Grensverleggend, dat is waarschijnlijk het beste woord om het werk van de Nederlandse modeontwerper Iris van Herpen te omschrijven. Met werk dat soms meer met beeldhouwen en bouwkunst te maken heeft, sleepte ze een flink aantal belangrijke prijzen binnen, waaronder 2 Dutch Design Awards en een Johannes Vermeerprijs. De voormalige balletdanser experimenteert met technologie, zoals 3D printing, die ze combineert met traditionele textielbewerking. Haar kledingstukken, die een filosofische nieuwsgierigheid naar buiten brengen, zijn tot 7 oktober dagelijks te zien in de Queensland Gallery of Modern Art in Brisbane in de tentoonstelling Iris van Herpen Sculpting the Senses. De tentoonstelling over de ontwerper die kledingstukken heeft gemaakt voor onder andere Lady Gaga, Beyoncé en Tilda Swinton was eerder te bekijken in Parijs. Daags voor de opening sprak ik met de conservator van Sculpting the Senses, de Franse architect Chloé Pitiel.
I'm architect, so I studied architecture for 6 years, and after I was an illustrator for sketchbooks, and at the same time I did a PhD in history of design. Because I became a mother, it was impossible for me to continue to work around the planet in Mongolia, in Africa, in Middle America. So for 10 years, I did a design exhibition in the Centre Pompidou. And after, 6 years ago, I joined the Musée des Arts Décoratifs in Paris. And when I arrived, my director, Olivier Gabet, an amazing director, he asked me to do an exhibition on Iris van Herpen. And I told him, are you serious? I'm really not a fashion curator. And he said, no, because you are a design curator, an architect, and you traveled everywhere around the world, I think Iris will be happy to have another point of view of a fashion historian. So I met Iris 6 years ago. In a cafe, a small cafe, and we discussed about... in Paris. She came in Paris, and we discussed about many fields, about nature, cosmos, but not too much about fashion, in fact. And after 6 months, I want to say, we say, okay, there is good vibes between us. Invisible and visible thrive, so... We will try to do this show together, and I propose her to work in a dialogue between fashion, arts, and science, or fashion, art, and nature, and on around the body, the different specificities of our body, so the physical body, the mental body, the emotion, the senses. And for that reason, we have a section on the brain, we have a section on microscopic to macroscopic, from the water, because we are composed by 80% of water, to the cosmos, the lightness of the body. The cosmos is, in fact, you have no body. The body is floating in the air. So that was the story.
Zoals Chloé zelf al aangaf, was een architect misschien niet de meest voor de hand liggende keuze om een tentoonstelling over mode samen te stellen. Maar de inmiddels 6 jaar durende samenwerking leverde een concept op dat veel meer is dan een overzicht van Van Herpen's werk. Chloé vertelde over haar werkwijze en de samenwerking.
Yes, we have the same method of creation, and I did it like I did a project of a book or of a house or of a dress for Iris. It was a story in movement. Yes, it was more a creation, I think, than an exhibition. And during 6 years, we changed dresses, artworks. We asked too many artists to create, especially artworks for the show. I asked Salvador Brit, the partner of Iris van Herpen, to create the sound for each section. And the sound from the origins of the life, more sounds and music to the end of the exhibition in the cosmos with a concert of 25 minutes. When you begin the show, the colors are transparencies And at the end of the show, you have a bloom of colors. So there is a progression between the first room to the last one. You begin with this like glass, the glass dress, the splash dress. It's like water in the space. And after we have a lot of black and white and nude colors, pastels colors. And after it's more and more red, yellow, orange. And you have more and more colors to finish in the dark, but with many colors. So I don't know what it is, this exhibition, but it's not an exhibition. It's a new concept.
In de samenwerking tussen conservator en kunstenaar krijgt het proces, de werkwijze, een belangrijke rol in de tentoonstelling. Zoals Van Herpen zelf aangeeft, het kledingstuk is voor het publiek. De weg ernaartoe is voor de ontwerper zelf.
What she loves is to explore what architect and designer are discovering. And in our world, we want to put everyone in a box. And I think she's out of the box. She is really a mix between different disciplines. I don't know if she is a fashion designer. For me, she's more a creator. And she's crossing the borders. And for the last défilé, she did an amazing sculpture in the space, a big, big sculpture. So at this moment, she was a sculptor. For the dresses, she was a fashion designer. But when she did the facade of architecture, she was like an architect or an artist working for architecture. And she's working with many designers and many architects. And the one she's working a lot with is Philippe Bisley, a Canadian artist and architect. And Philippe is developing a new organic and technologic architecture. And he's doing a lot of sample with her. So when she saw the samples of Philippe's, it's a new world. It's a technologic world, but in the shape of organic shape. She loves fractals, for example. She's loving, we spoke a lot about quantum physics, how you could be at the same time in two different points, and it's enough geometry also. I think she's thinking not in two dimensions, but really in three or four dimensions.
Met zoveel nadruk op concept en fabrikage zijn die kledingstukken dan nog wel draagbaar. Zelfs koningin Maxima heeft daar iets over te zeggen.
A dress, it's a drawing, it's an architecture, but it's also how you are wearing it with your emotion, with your senses, and it's not only a sculpture. There are two kinds of dresses in your work, the sculptural dresses, which are more a performance, a technological performance, and for the clients, of course, they are totally wearable. And I ask to some of them how it is to wear a dress of Iris Van Herpen. And they said, it's so comfortable.
Can you name some names?
No. For the
Queen Maxima.
Queen Maxima, yes. Queen Maxima, who was here for the opening in Paris. She was in an amazing dress. And she said it's very comfortable and it's very easy to be in a dress of Iris Van Herpen. And I think it's because she was a classic dancer. She was wearing ballet costumes and they are with tulle and they have to be very flexible to dance with them. And what she is creating for wearable dresses are really similar to, not in the shape, but it's a concept of ballet costume. It's very wearable.
Tot slot vroeg ik PTO wat haar favoriete kledingstuk uit de tentoonstelling was.
I have no favorite piece in the exhibition because each piece is a new world. And I love the water, so I love dresses in the water section, but I love to explore the brain and I love the synesthesian dresses. And in Cosmic Bloom, there is a lot of colors and I love colors. I did my PhD on colors, so I love dresses with many colors, but so it's difficult to be honest. I love lots of dresses, not only for the drawing or the shape of the dress, but when I'm in front of a dress, there is images which are coming, a notion or nature or an image of peaceful meditation, or it could be many images. It's like a window on how future, but also on how past. I think it's an exploration of human and humanity.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.